In Edward Hopper's 1927 oil painting Automat, muted colors set a lonely tone of a young woman sitting alone at a table at night in a large public dining hall, looking into a cup of coffee with a nonchalant expression on her face. This classic painting is part of the Des Moines Art Center's permanent collection and is now hanging in the gallery with another classic Hopper painting, Chop Suey. It's on loan from the Seattle Art Museum. In Chop Suey, a similar-looking woman with the same facial expression as the one in Automat is sitting at the table in a Chop Suey restaurant, only she has the company of another woman, and it's a bright, sunny day. Seattle Art Museum's curator of American art, Patricia Junker, looks at both of these paintings hanging side by side in a Des Moines Art Center gallery.
These are the paintings that really defined Edward Hopper that we know and love.
Automat and Chop Suey were Hopper's first major set pieces of popular paintings where his subjects are depicted alone and quiet within a social setting. Junker says Automat represented the new single women of the 20s, like the many who entered the New York workforce, and it was particularly socially significant for this painting to depict a woman dining alone.
She's there in the middle of the night. What kind of young woman is alone in basically a fast food restaurant in the middle of the night? I think in 1929, this was a remarkable subject. It was something that illustrated, I think, the new woman and the new modern age.
This month, the Art Center held public events showcasing Hopper's paintings, like last weekend's Community Day, where young women walked around the galleries in authentic garments similar to those shown in Hopper's paintings. Angela Petroline is the owner of the vintage clothing store Dorothy's Closet and says this was the first time fashion encouraged women to be independent.
In the 20s, women were breaking away from the Victorian mindset where women, you know, had to be taken care of by a man, had to have somebody dress them in their clothes because they couldn't do it themselves with the corsets and all the restrictive garments. They stopped wearing corsets for the first time ever in the 20s. So it was kind of a whole freedom that was new for them, which is probably part of, you know, why he painted them alone, because it was a real reflection of how things were for women in that moment in time.
Whether or not Hopper intended to show the women in his paintings as independent is a matter of subjective interpretation, but as Patricia Junker delivered a lecture at the Art Center titled Tables for Ladies, Edward Hopper and the Modern Woman, she says Hopper's use of women in his paintings represents the artist's private musings about modern women.
Hopper painted women. He focused on women endlessly, obsessively even. And yet we still know surprisingly little about Hopper's subjects and the particular circumstances that gave us the individual works. What makes these pictures so riveting, I think, is not that they tell us so little, but that they suggest so much. Thank you.
The exhibition pairing Hopper's Automat and Chop Suey with five other works by Hopper will be on display at the Des Moines Art Center through April 23rd. In Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.